For those who want to know all kinds of information going on this planet, and what is government doing? Covering things up. But why? And what is it? In a moment, Fred Burks joins us. We'll try to explore some of these next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast. Fred Burks with us. Fred served for years in the U.S. Department of State as a language interpreter for George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Dick Cheney, and many other top officials of the U.S. and other countries. Upon resigning, he became a whistleblower, as reported on the front page then of the Wall Street Journal. After receiving a wealth of eye-opening information, Fred was inspired to develop a very popular website where he has received more than 20 million visits, called wanttoknow.info, featuring an abundance of verifiable information on major cover-ups, and then serves as a call to work together for the good of all. Fred, welcome to the program, and thanks for what you do.
Hey, George, thank you for what you do. You've got one of the best programs on the air.
You know, this is an amazing story that you've had. I want you to tell us a little bit about how this happened for you and how you've gone from, you know, working for these presidents and the administrations to a whistleblower. What was that catalyst for you?
Oh, well, it's been quite an amazing journey. I never even had a thought of becoming a language interpreter, but basically I was in college and my roommate dragged me against my will to a meeting because he wanted to go teach in Japan. And basically he said, I won't do it if somebody goes. He was very shy. And so I went just because I knew it might change his life. And it ended up changing my life. And I went to Indonesia and lived with a Muslim family with 20 people under one roof and got fluent in Indonesian. Then got back home trying to decide what I wanted to do and heard about the State Department job. So I applied and got accepted way back in 1986.
Did you like it?
Oh, the job is great. It's really awesome. You get to travel around the country with fascinating people. When I was working in the lower levels, the embassies would handpick people from Indonesia that were up and coming, smart, energetic people. So it was really fun to take them on study tours of the country and learn all sorts of things as I did that.
When you were with the presidents, George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, did you have a favorite between the two?
You know, they're very different, but they're both very likable in person. Well, I think one of the things you find is that people who make it to that level, they're just very gregarious. And I found both of them very engaging. I remember talking to one of Bill Clinton's secretaries, and you know, there's many secretaries in the White House, and they said he knew the names of the children of all of the dozens of secretaries and would ask them about it.
That's impressive.
And George W. Bush would actually, you know, he would think about me, which was just so bizarre to me that here we're at these big global meetings, and he'd say, hey, they didn't get you water, and he'd have them call over and bring water for me.
I like it. What kind of languages did you speak?
My main language was Indonesian. I did do some Chinese interpreting, Mandarin, but I was qualified at the highest level only in Indonesia.
How did you learn that?
Oh, like I said, I went to Indonesia to teach English just when I was in college, and there I lived with this great family. 20,
but I mean, you picked up that kind of language just from being around them?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I have to say that I like languages, and I did have study it for like 1 year before going to Indonesia. So I had some Indonesian under my belt when I went there.
You must have a brain, Fred, like a tape recorder.
I wish. It did take some long hours in studying.
Well, when you started seeing strange things in terms of how government operates, what were some of the things that started to make you question government?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I didn't see that much. Even when I rose up to be, I started off the first 9 years as sort of lower level and then moved up the ranks and then found myself in the White House in 1995. And what you find out is that the meetings are all scripted. And so everything is planned in advance, what's going to be said. The president knows I get a brief on what questions are going to be talked about. So you really don't see that much that sort of smells of a cover-up or something strange like that.
But eventually you did.
Yes, eventually. Then when I became the number one Indonesian interpreter at the State Department. What actually happened that I became a whistleblower was I got a call on a Friday evening saying, hey, can you go to Indonesia tomorrow? And luckily I said, okay, I can. And so we flew over there. They wanted to have this secret meeting with the president of Indonesia, which was Megawati Soekarno-Putri at that time, in her home. And basically they were trying to get her to secretly turn over this guy that they were accusing of being a sort of a mastermind terrorist. And long story short, she refused. And they put a lot of pressure on her. And in fact said, you know, if you don't turn him over with within by the APEC meeting, which is like 6 weeks down the road, there's going to be serious problems. And she still refused. And then interestingly enough, the Bali bombings happened just 4 weeks later, and they were pinned on this guy so that she was able to actually put him in jail. So that was just an interesting little turn of events.
You learned, I guess, the hard way that the president really isn't the most powerful person there in the White House.
Absolutely. You know, you find out the president, you know, he, like you and me, he has 24 hours a day and he depends completely on his advisors who are all the time telling him, look, this is what you need to do. And he gets handed a schedule in the morning. He has much less freedom than you or I do in our lives. So, yes, the president is quite controlled in different ways, though some presidents have more say than others in what gets done.
Do you think Dick Cheney misled President Bush?
Did he mislead him? You know, I saw George W. Bush basically as almost a puppet, you know, that they put him in there because they knew he was pliable right. And could move him around. And, of course, Dick Cheney was a mastermind behind a lot of that. So
he was the puppet master?
Yeah. Was he actually manipulating him? Well, yeah, I think there's a little bit exaggerated to say he was a puppet master.
Because
he had a lot of power.
For some reason, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I see Dick Cheney as the guy who really wanted us to go into Iraq and get rid of Saddam Hussein.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think he and Rumsfeld were probably the two strongest warmongers wanting us to get Iraq, Syria, and all of those countries.
Without an exit plan.
That's right. Because, as you know, war makes huge money. And so, you know, the more war we can have, the more money goes into the pockets of the power elite.
Now, Fred, at what point did you put together the website wanttoknow.info?
Well, interestingly enough, George, I did not know about all of these major conspiracy theories until about 6 weeks before 9/11, when a friend sent me this video, and it was of Stephen Greer's National Press Club video about the UFOs. And that's the very first time I had my eyes open to all of this craziness, and I went, whoa, if all of this is going on, what else is going on?
He was going to splash that in a big way, but 9/11 kind of took the thunder away from it.
Exactly, yes. And as you know, the UFO thing is quite fascinating. So that really drew me in, and I started exploring other things. And actually, Stephen Greer, I met with him, and I was actually even applied to be his personal assistant.
Interesting.
And even though that didn't work out, he told me, look, if you want to know what's really happening in the world, go to Mike Rupert's website and read the book Into the Buzzsaw, all of which I did. And so I started learning very rapidly about all this crazy conspiracy stuff that I would have just completely dismissed.
What has fascinated you the most about the UFO question?
Oh, you know, the UFOs, it's just so fascinating because, you know, are they third dimensional? Are they fourth dimensional? Are they both? How much do they visit us? And as you know, through Stephen Greer and others who do great work on this, there's strong, strong evidence that we are being visited even now.
Do you believe that?
I do.
Steve Bassett.
I've seen enough evidence that I would say I know that. It's not just a belief.
And you think government is covering that up?
Absolutely.
Why?
You know, and you may know that there's sort of a planned rollout now. Well, you know, I think in the beginning, I think there's not strong agreement on why it was all covered up. You know, part of it is I think they were afraid of something like a War of the Worlds, that people would, you know, just go crazy, or that they'd stop believing in religion, and it was just too much of a wild card. And also, they wanted to just keep control of the situation. They worried about the Russians. They knew the Russians had some UFO stuff, probably the Chinese. So they basically wanted to keep control. That's my best guess.
Do they think that people would go crazy if they came out and told us, look, we're being visited. There's, you know, and maybe there's a harmful thing to the visitation. I'll ask you that in a second. But do you think they're afraid that people just would not react, you know, the great way?
Well, you know, that whole Orson Welles, War of the Worlds thing showed that people did start going crazy.
Oh, they were, yeah, they were nuts.
Yes, so they were using that to think that, yes, that people would go crazy and it would just cause too much turmoil on our planet that they would not be able to control.
See, I think most people nowadays would go, I knew it.
Yes, things have changed quite a bit.
But the big question is, did you come across anything, Fred, that would show that the visitations of these ETs is very dangerous or nefarious, that they're doing something? These abduction cases, for example, where people in many cases are returned, but in some cases people are gone. Nobody knows where the heck they are. Are they being taken?
Well, you know, you certainly know about Whitley Strieber, who's at the show, and numerous people. And, you know, I think there's definitely something to that. I don't necessarily agree with Stephen Greer, who tends to believe that all ETs are benign. I do tend to believe that there are higher level ETs that are sort of watching over us and basically don't want us to destroy the planet. That's my own belief. But I do believe that it's kind of like Star Trek, that there's the Klingons, you know, there's the Federation, which is kind of the good guys watching over the planet. And then there's the Klingons who want to screw things up, and that there are Klingons out there messing with our planet.
As you look at all these areas of cover-ups within government, and there are many, what would you say for you is the biggest area?
Well, I think the most important one is the mind control cover-up, which not as many people know about as the UFO situation.
Tell us more about that.
Mind control, you know, it's many of your listeners have probably heard of MKUltra.
Yes.
They may not know that much about it, but the U.S. Military and secret services have been developing the ability to control minds from, you know, after World War I. They were already playing with hypnosis and how to control people and split personalities. So, and then what happened was during World War II, the Nazis were really perfecting this technology. And at Auschwitz, they learned how to use drugs and hypnosis and torture to split people's personality in a very short period of time and then program them to do certain things. And then I have very strong evidence, and you can find all of this on wantoknow.info if you go to the mind control section, that there's very strong evidence that Mengele, who was in charge of these programs, was brought to the U.S. and secretly trained the CIA in how to use these mind control techniques.
That would be a huge cover-up if that happened, if they snuck him into the country.
Yes, and you know, although there's no proof of that, there is some very strong evidence. And if you go into the mind control section and wantoknow.info, you'll find some of that evidence. There's government documents, there's news reports that, as I said, are evidence of that. There's no proof.
What about Sirhan, the apparent assassin of Robert Kennedy? Was he altered? Was his mind altered? Because he doesn't have any recollection with what happened.
Yet
he was clearly there. They did grab a gun out of his hand, we're told. So he could have been, he was most likely part of it. But he doesn't have any recollection. Do you think he might have been mind-altered?
Very likely. You know, they have sent in experts to look at him, and there's strong evidence that he was altered, and it was under an altered personality that he committed that murder. Therefore, he would not remember it.
Now, back to Mengele for a moment. The Nazi, he died in Brazil at the age of 67. Do you think we shipped him over there after we were done using him here?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, I do know that he was going back and forth. He had, of course, pseudonyms. And I don't, you know, I've heard things about his later life, and I just don't know enough to really comment on that.
But this mind control, is it ongoing, in your opinion, Fred?
Absolutely. You know, because the website's become popular and certain key people have found it, insiders do contact me with information. And one of my best CIA contacts, he was 25 years deep cover CIA, has told me in detail how the programs continue to go on now. He was actually a victim of one of those programs.
Fred, how do you weed these people out, to determine yourself whether they're pulling your leg or they're really telling you the truth?
Well, first, let me just mention on wanttoknow.info, we only use the most reliable, verifiable information. We almost always have links to either government sources, declassified documents, university studies, or respected journal articles and media articles. And so you can actually check everything out there. But on some things, there, as I said, there's only evidence and there's not proof. So basically, I have to look at where the evidence points. And I never say I know totally what happened, but there are certain things, like I say, I know that there is a UFO presence just because I've seen so much evidence. It's like 99.99% certain that I would say that I know.
Are you sure Roswell happened, for example?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty certain. Edgar Mitchell, who you may know as the sixth man to walk on the moon, talked openly about that. He said everybody, he grew up near Roswell, and he said everybody in Roswell knew that was real.
Yeah.
And that's been reported on by the media. Go ahead.
When you put these stories together for the website, and you basically vet them out to make sure they're accurate, do you come across some stories that even you say, "Oh my gosh, I don't know about this one"?
Well, I have to tell you, when I first learned about mind control, I went, "Oh my God, if this is true, we're really screwed." But then the deeper I went into it, it was like, oh my goodness, it's actually true. And then I started compiling all the information. But there were some that were not true. For instance, there's many people who believe we never really went to the moon. And although there is some evidence to support that, I've seen so much other evidence that says we did go, that I'm almost certain we really did go to the moon.
Too many people involved in that program. Astronauts lost their lives for that program. We went to the moon, to be sure. And, I think they've answered correctly some of the people's criticisms
of
things.
But there is also some evidence that's strange about it, that, it's hard to explain. But I have no doubt that we did go to the moon. It's just, sometimes things are hard to explain.
This mind control program you talk about, is it ongoing still?
Absolutely. And the problem is that it's not just in the United States, that the Russians have it, the Chinese have it, various factions of the power elite have it, and they use it against each other. So it makes it very complex. A lot of people who study, cover-ups and conspiracies tend to believe that there's one strong power elite that's trying to control our planet, but they don't realize that there's many factions within that power elite that are vying for power, and some of them are directly opposed to each other.
Well, with Fred Birks, his website is wanttoknow.info. Corey Good talks about a secret space program. Did you come across anything to back that up?
I have never seen anything really solid. I've seen some sort of minor indications such that I actually do believe there's some truth to it, but I'll be really honest, I don't trust Corey.
How come?
Just from the beginning, I just didn't have a good hit about him, and I've done research when he makes claims, and I can never find anything solid other than stuff that's already known by everybody. And so I just can't find anything to grab onto that he puts out there. And I know some people that know him personally, and they say in the beginning he was clean, he was good, and he's really gotten strange. They say he's gotten a big ego, and they just don't trust him anymore. And these are people who were friends with him.
Slap him with a lie detector test. What do you think?
Yeah.
If he passes, maybe he'll have something. Hold on, Fred. We'll be back for more on Coast to Coast AM. We'll take your calls next hour with Fred Birks as we talk about government cover-ups. His website, wanttoknow.info. We'll get more into that and some of the incredible stories he's got on all of that as well. Welcome back. Fred Birks with us. His website, wanttoknow.info, more than 20 million visits. That's amazing, Fred. How'd you pull that off?
Well, my philosophy has always been put out high-quality material that people can go check and independently verify themselves, and that will allow them to find what they want to find. And it's been very successful. I haven't done much promotions, but a word of mouth, it's spreading far and wide. And it's exciting now to be on your show, which, of course, has millions of visits practically every month.
Well, you get many more visits to your website because of your appearance tonight, to be sure.
I have no doubt of that.
The stories that you cover and put on the website, what do you look for? Tell me how you... zero in on a subject?
I'm basically looking for things that nobody else is reporting, that it's being, as I'm sure you know, the power elite want us to believe certain things. And I'm looking for the things that go beneath that, like what's really happening beneath the surface. And so if you go and look at, we have, of course, the banking cover-up, which I'm sure you know a lot about, our listeners, the media cover-up. There's the whole new energy thing, elections, UFOs. Anytime we get stuff that is solid, that, for instance, new documents are released, and we get the best of those and put it on the website so that people can go find it, click the links, and see and independently verify for themselves.
Fred, what do you think the motivation is, getting back to, for example, mind control? What are they doing? Why are they doing this?
Well, you know, as I'm sure you know, the power elite want as much control as possible, because the more control they have, the more money and power they have. And so if you can have these super spies, basically the mind control programs create individuals who are spies who don't even know they're spies. And if you can order them to go around and do these different things and nobody will ever suspect, you can accomplish all sorts of things you couldn't accomplish otherwise.
When you hit it big on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, tell us how that happened.
That was pretty amazing, actually. You know, I was... testifying at the trial in Indonesia, and these Wall Street Journal reporters saw me on television there. They were there covering the tsunami, which had happened a few weeks earlier. And so they called me up, and they really were grilling me about what I was doing testifying at this international terrorism trial, saying that the U.S. government was trying to nail this guy, because I was there in a secret meeting where they were trying to do this. And they were very fascinated with my work, because I'm basically really open. I don't have anything to hide. And they were trying to find all sorts of stuff. Said, yeah, I actually do believe in UFOs. I didn't hide all of that. But they were actually very impressed and ended up writing a really amazingly neutral article, considering that I know that their job was to try to tear me down.
Did you feel used or just disappointed in government after that?
You know, I have to say that my father distrusted government from the time I was a kid. So I grew up with that. And, you know, I've always known that even though I didn't know there was these huge conspiracies going on, that there are some conspiracies and that humans are quite fallible and greedy. And so it's not been that big of a disappointment. It's been shocking at times to learn, for instance, some of the crazy stuff that goes on with mind control. But, you know, we all know the government is corrupt. I think there's very few Americans who would disagree with that.
I think they're all corrupt in some way, aren't they?
Well, you know, there are good people in government, I have to say.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
But at the same time, you've got governments all around this planet that are into it for themselves.
Absolutely. You have both governments that are that way and particularly individuals. Some individuals are much more greedy and corrupt than others.
Now, getting into either mind control, what did you find in your investigations that either came to you or that you were investigated yourself that really blew your mind?
Well, you know, this whole thing about presidential models, anybody who's done some serious research into mind control, what you find is they take these young girls and they split their minds, and usually with the parents working together with the government and being paid for this, and they grow up to be beautiful young women who have these split personalities, and then they can use them to compromise people, such world leaders sexually anywhere, or to even they can slip poison into a world leader's glass, let's say, if they compromise them sexually. So you have these beautiful young women who don't even know what they're doing, who are actually affecting world politics in a major way. And it's like, what? How can that be?
I mean, you've uncovered things like that?
Absolutely. If you go to wanttoknow.info and look in the mind control section, you'll find the mind control information and facts, and go to the most important mind control document. There's a link there. And you can read the declassified government documents that explain just what I said, and read how these mentoring candidates are developed, and all of the documents. We actually have downloaded all the documents from the government websites, and you can order them yourself so that you can verify that these are actually declassified government documents.
Other than Edgar Mitchell, most of our astronauts who came back from the moon were pretty hush-hush about it. Were they mind-altered, or did they go through some kind of program, or were they told, do not say anything about what you may have seen?
I'm really not. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I think it's entirely possible that they're to some degree mind-controlled, but, you know, there's such levels of secrecy, I imagine, that they have to be willing to keep secrets, and they know that there's consequences if they don't. So I don't know if that most of the astronauts are actually mind controlled.
Fred, did you come across anything that would reveal incredible technology that we might be using?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, there's all sorts of electromagnetic waves. You'll find in the mind control section, again, on wanttoknow.info, you'll find actually documents describing how they can use electromagnetic frequencies even to influence people's emotions, to make them angry, to make them depressed and even suicidal. The technologies are just amazing. And again, this is verifiable, solid information on all of this.
And are there various departments within government that are behind this? I mean, is it being done on the CIA level? Is there a different department somewhere?
There, you know, different departments have different programs, and they tend to keep them secret from each other, too. The Department of Energy, we know, has been involved. The military has been involved. CIA, FBI gets involved in this stuff, but they don't share information. And so you have this whole compartmentalization thing going on.
Gosh, I've got to ask you if you came across anything on the JFK assassination.
Oh, absolutely. If you go and there's a search box right at the top of wanttoknow.info and just do a search on JFK or Kennedy assassination, you'll find lots of good, strong material that pretty much it's just very strong evidence that he was assassinated.
Well, we know that. You mean by a conspiracy?
Yes, by conspiracy. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You may know that the History Channel had a 9-part series titled The Men Who Killed Kennedy.
Yep. Now, well, there were some people I had some guests on last week that claimed that he was killed by LBJ was involved. It's bizarre.
Yes, there is actually some good evidence of that. And the episode 9 of that History Channel documentary goes into that. And History Channel had to remove it because they were sued. And the lawsuit was going to bankrupt them, basically, so they pulled the program. But we actually have it downloaded on our website.
Do you consider yourself like an Edward Snowden?
No, I'm not quite at his level. I think he's amazing in releasing documents. But the stuff that I'm releasing is all already out there. So that's what makes, you know, he's putting stuff that's actually never been released before and not declassified.
So does that make you like a Julian Assange? From WikiLeaks?
You know, maybe a little bit. I consider myself a compiler of deep state information that is reliable and verifiable.
Have they tried to shut you down?
You know, we've had a couple times where they've shut down parts of the website, but I have a great tech guy, so we're able to block that. And what I can tell you is that I know that a lot of people in government are actually reading what we do because they get some of their information from our website. I have undeniable evidence and proof of that from people sending emails.
Have you been hacked into?
No. No, like I say, we have not yet. Tech guys. I've not had that problem.
Have they tried to?
They have hacked into certain parts, as I said, and we were able to get those fixed pretty quick. They have shut down our email. We have an email list, which everyone is welcome to subscribe to. It's free. And AOL banned our emails, but then we had a campaign and got all of our subscribers to call AOL, and they actually reversed the ban.
They banned your emails? Why?
Yes, they well, because somebody didn't like what we were doing, obviously.
I mean, they were just emails. I assume they were reading them, I guess, right? How about that for invasion of privacy?
Yeah. Well, you know, all it takes is a few people complaining about a website, and sometimes they'll shut it down. So, you know, it could be that the power elite, a few of them had people call in, or it could be just enough people called in. But once they did that, and we had, you know, I'm sure had dozens, if not hundreds of people call AOL, they took a look, and they said, okay, this is legitimate.
Fred, from people who are visiting your website, what do they seem to want to look at most of the time? What stories are they interested in?
Well, Interestingly, you know, 9/11 is a big topic. Mind control is a big topic. UFOs are very popular. And also we have a whole inspiration section because we don't want people to be totally depressed with all the negative stuff going on. And people tend to really like taking a break and going to look at some of the amazing inspirational stuff we have.
You got to give people hope. You can't keep beating them down about stuff.
That's absolutely. Sure. You know, I wouldn't do this if it just leaves people in fear. I have no doubt that we can and are changing things. And this is what's exciting to me. And I get people sending me information all the time. There's so much good going on our planet that is not reported.
You've brought up. So, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You brought up. I'm just excited to be able to share that.
I hate dancing with you. I bet you'd be stepping on my toes all the time.
Sorry.
Though we wouldn't be dancing together anyway, so don't worry about that.
We hope not, right?
You brought up 9/11 a couple times. Yeah. What have you concluded about this tragedy?
Oh, you know, the evidence is just undeniable. If you just go, anybody who has, you know, open eyes and an open mind, you cannot deny, you know, BBC reporting that several of the hijackers were alive. They saw the pictures that are to this day in the 9/11 report and say, that's me, I'm alive. And that's reported on BBC. We have a link to the webpage that shows that. It was reported that they trained at the U.S. military bases, a few of the hijackers. And that's been reported in a couple major media too. So there's just so much information out there that it's pretty undeniable that it was pretty strongly manipulated.
What I'm amazed at, I mean, totally amazed, is the passport of Mohammed Atta,
yes,
which was found goodness, in pristine condition,
yes,
under all that rubble right outside.
Yes.
I mean, that just defies odds and logic to me.
Right. The fact that it's in pristine condition and that it's his passport is just unbelievable.
And they would find a passport in all that mess.
Yes.
It's crazy.
You know, it would have to be burned and messed up, and it's just, yeah, so much evidence.
Doesn't make any sense at all. And you have other websites, though, don't you?
Yes, actually, Want to Know is our main sort of conspiracy website.
.info.
We also have a lot of websites. We set up a nonprofit called Peers, and you can find the home webpage at peerservice.org, peerservice.org. And we have 12 websites that are all about how we can work together.
12 sites now. Wow.
Yes, 12 websites. Four of them are online courses, and our online courses are very popular. Some people several people have written to say that we saved their lives, particularly through the health section. They realize that, oh, my God, drinking 12 diet sodas a day is killing me. And literally, they told us, and they stopped, and suddenly their lives are all better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And do you still have whistleblowers coming to you with info?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the places that, you know, I develop my own ideas about what's happening. You know, on Want to Know, we only give the reliable information that you can verify yourselves. But I'm personally developing my own thoughts about what's happening based on a lot of the insiders who tell me stuff that I can't put on the website.
Do you protect your sources and not reveal who they are?
If they ask me to, yeah, you know, I specifically ask everyone, is it okay if I share this? Is it okay if I share your name? And I certainly respect their wishes. Otherwise, people would stop communicating.
As you look into your crystal ball, Fred, what does the future hold for us based on everything you know?
Well, I think it's exciting because basically, I'm sure, as you know, Trump is a wild card and he's really stirring things up.
He's the Trump card.
He's the Trump card, yes. Whether you like him or not, he is stirring up the deep state. And, of course, they're trying to control him and are having some success at that. But we're seeing some real changes in this world, and things are much less predictable. And I think that's really a good thing.
Can it backfire on us?
Of course, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, a world war could start and we destroy ourselves. I mean, it's possible. I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't want to put my mind thinking that way, but it's always possible. But I choose to be optimistic. I'm kind of a lifelong optimist, even though I have to look at some of this really dark stuff and say that I know that in our core, we're all good people, and if we just really tap into that and appeal to our good natures, I have no doubt that we can make some big changes and build a brighter future for our kids.
When are you going to write a book about all this stuff?
Everybody asks me that. If I had time, oh my goodness, I have zero time. It is so much work to keep up on all of this.
All right, Fred, stay with us. We're going to come back with the final hour. We'll flip the switch. We'll take phone calls and questions for you. Fred Burke's with us. The website, wanttoknow.info. Government cover-ups on Coast to Coast AM.